In the dying days of October 1962, the world stood on the brink of annihilation. A week before my 9th birthday, I listened to the President of the United States as he spoke on the radio.
Good evening, my fellow citizens.
I didn't understand what the President was saying. What I did understand was that my parents were frightened by the news
of the Soviet military buildup on the island of Cuba.
My mother in particular was affected by the broadcast.
Unmistakable evidence.
As she listened, I could see something change in her.
Offensive missile sites is now in preparation on that imprisoned island.
I grew up in a remote area of northwestern Canada, more than 3,000 miles from Cuba, in a small town called Peace River. But as remote as my hometown was, we weren't isolated from the events that were happening.
The purpose of these bases can be none other than to provide a nuclear strike capability against the Western Hemisphere.
My mother wasn't the same after that broadcast. It's like something broke inside her.
Nuclear weapons are so destructive, and ballistic missiles are so swift.
The weather in the days following the broadcast was beautiful. It was mild for late autumn. The air was fresh and crisp, the sky cloudless and blue.
As a definite threat to peace.
Perhaps the weather contributed to my mother's breakdown. Every day when we looked up into the clear blue skies, we could see the contrails of the jets arching from horizon to horizon, white tracks against the blue. These were the tracks of the bombers on patrol. On October 28th, the day of my 9th birthday, the Russians backed down and the crisis was resolved. The bombers returned to their bases, and the world stepped back from the brink of annihilation. My world, however, would never be the same. It had changed forever. My mother went away for a while. They said she'd had a nervous breakdown, and when she did come back, she was never quite the same again.